Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. I know it's February and we're in the middle of winter, but registration is open now for Camp Abilities. Now, if you're saying to yourself, what is Camp Abilities? Well, I'll tell you right after you hear about Lauren Lieberman, who is the driving force behind this amazing camp that started in Brockport, New York. The information comes from Shine On Hollywood magazine. This is an international e-magazine for arts and popular culture. The November-December 2017 issue that I'm using actually has a picture of Lauren Lieberman on the cover. And now about Lauren Lieberman. Exclusive interview with her by Alvaro Gutierrez. The photo that appears on the cover was taken by Matthew Yeoman. Dr. Lauren Lieberman is the founder and director of Camp Abilities, a place where sports are accessible to every child every day, where children who are blind or visually impaired can feel the joy that she experienced at the camps of her childhood, and to feel the sense of accomplishment when one succeeds at what doubters say is impossible. Lauren is a distinguished service professor in the kinesiology department of the College of Brockport from the State University of New York system. She earned her undergraduate degree from Westchester University in Pennsylvania, her master's degree at the University of Wisconsin at La Crosse, and her PhD at Oregon State University. The course of study was movement studies in disability. She taught in the deaf-blind program and coached three sports at the Perkins School for the Blind. She also teaches undergraduate and graduate courses in adapted physical education. A quote from her comes next. I wanted children who are blind or visually impaired to feel the joy of accomplishing something that others said they could not do. I wanted them to be with children like themselves, to sleep in the dorms, play, socialize, and make new friends. I wanted them to learn and excel and find confidence in their abilities. We have indeed accomplished all that. The next section is at an early age. Lauren J. Lieberman grew up in East Goshen, Pennsylvania, just outside of the Westchester borough. Surrounded by cows and cornfields, this served as the ideal setting for an active girl to immerse herself in the natural gift of physical activity and the benefit of sports. Her home was filled with equipment that encouraged liveliness, and along with her siblings, she took full advantage of it. From an early onset is the next section. Lauren was exposed to disabilities and caregiving. Her older sister, Anne, was hard of hearing, and as a result, Lauren had to adapt new methods of communication for her sister's benefit, learning to lip read and to have patience. Her younger brothers, Mark and Eric, were held back in the first grade in order to catch up with their peers. Mark was diagnosed with dyslexia, and Eric had oral motor difficulties. Lauren and her sister were tasked with helping their siblings with improvement exercises after school, a duty which Lauren resented yet accepted. Ironically, Lauren's mother noticed she had a short attention span. This is Lauren, not the mother. Lauren had a short attention span, what is now referred to as attention deficit disorder, or ADD. And in those days, it was still misunderstood. The responsibility over her siblings served as her inauguration to caregiving and the satisfaction of providing it, as well as firsthand exposure to disability. Despite the challenges, the siblings went on to have successful careers. Mark is an attorney in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Eric is a manager at the School of Professional Horticulture at the New York Botanical Garden in the Bronx. Anne has earned her doctorate and is currently a professor at Westchester University in New York. I think it's probably in Pennsylvania, but we'll have to double check on that. Lauren's story continues, and you'll hear about Lauren right now. In her youth, when Lauren's mother became arts and crafts director at a local camp, the four siblings immersed themselves in the cornucopia of activities that the setting provided, so much so that Lauren stayed on as a counselor after her freshman year in college. It was the next step in the foundation for the work she does today. Lauren's unscholarly start was quickly challenged by the efforts of hardworking students and her desire to succeed and earn a rightful place in her honors courses. Soon after, a chance encounter in the hallway with one of her professors introduced the opportunity to dive academically into the adapted physical education program at Westchester University and was about to be the founding step on the journey to her endeavors. Her turning point. One day, in the 21st year of her life, she discovered her purpose. As an undergraduate, she volunteered with a program called Ski for Light. This taught blind or visually impaired adults how to cross-country ski along a hilly trail. On the last day of the program, the woman whom she was helping and guiding through the course turned to her and said, "I never could have done this without you." The words affirmed the value Lauren brought to this person's life, and the sense of accomplishment gave her the validation and encouragement to become a teacher. The next section is titled Devoted to Excellence. Throughout the following years, her experiences with the disabled destroyed doubts of their abilities by experiencing firsthand what they could do, given the right opportunities. Lauren attributes peers and mentors as pillars to her success and recognizes that her best teachers over the years have been the children that she has helped because of their commitment and resilience. Recognition and achievement. With over 20 camp abilities throughout the United States and around the world, these are located in Latvia, New Zealand, Brazil, Ireland, Finland, Portugal, Costa Rica, and more launching in 2018, that accomplishment is reciprocal. Lauren also co-directs the Institute on Movement Studies for Individuals with Visual Impairments at the College at Brockport in Brockport, New York. The Institute provides leadership, scholarship, education, and program development skills for those who stand to benefit from, at the most, the visually impaired, and as a natural extension of that branch, the trunk of society as unified whole. Credits and awards. Lauren is on the board of the United States Association for Blind Athletes. She has delivered keynote presentations and was an invited guest speaker all over the U.S. and in China, Israel, Sweden, Ireland, Bermuda, Scotland, Brazil, Turkey, Hungary, Ghana, and Canada. She consults with the American Printing House for the Blind, developing products related to physical education, sport, and recreation. And presenting, she also has been presenting for the National Information Partnership Program. She won an Access Award from the AFB for starting camp abilities and helping to start camps all over the world. She won a Professional of the Year Award from the Society for Health and Physical Education, the Adapted Physical Education Committee, and a Research Award from the National Consortium for Physical Education and Recreation for Individuals with Disabilities. This past year, she won a Points of Light Award for her work with Camp Abilities from the U.S. government. Camp Abilities, that you're going to hear about pretty soon, has been featured on CNN, HBO Real Sports, and on NBC. She has created several videos and lots of books. The following videos are meant to help teachers and parents and anyone interested in understanding what kids want and need out of physical education. There's an inclusion video series that starts with cross country and includes lots of other things. There's also a video called Teaching Gross Motor Development to Children with Visual Impairments. And I Googled in the Amazon search box, I Googled her name, Lauren Lieberman, and it did come up with all kinds of videos and books that she has authored. Some of the books, to name just a few, actually she has published over 125 peer-reviewed articles, and she has published 18 books related to inclusion and on physical activity and sport for children with visual impairments and deafblindness. To name a few of her books, here are some. Strategies for Inclusion, Para Educators in Physical Education, Promoting Language in Physical Education for Children with Severe Disabilities through Human Kinetics, Going Places, a Transition Guide for Adolescents Who Are Visually Impaired, Games for People with Sensory Impairments, Everybody Plays, how children with visual impairments play sports, and another one, Possibilities, Recreation Experiences of People Who Are Deaf-Blind. This last one was published through the American Printing House for the Blind. And there's one called Sports for Everyone, which is published through the Perkins School for the Blind, Perkins Publications, and one called Essentials of Adapted Physical Education through Routledge Publishers. And again, some of these, most of them are available through Amazon by searching on her name, Lauren Lieberman, L-A-U-R-E-N. Lieberman is L-I-E-B-E-R-M-A-N. Some contact information for her if you're interested. It's Lauren J. Lieberman, Ph.D. Her address is 350 New Campus Drive, Brockport, New York, 14420. Her phone number is area code 585-395-5361. The website for Brockport is www.brockport.edu, if you want to go at after her that way. You can also find Campabilities on the web, and that address is campabilities.org. And we will now swing into that part of the program. Campabilities.org, Campabilities, Believe You Can Achieve. Registration is open now, and the dates of the camp, 1 week, June 24th through the 30th in 2018. And once again, this information came from a magazine called Shine on Hollywood, which is an international e-magazine for arts and popular culture. This is from the November-December 2017 issue. Campabilities, Believe You Can Achieve. Campabilities Brockport is a program administered under the aegis of the Research Foundation of the State University of New York. This is a 501c3 private nonprofit educational corporation chartered by the State of New York. Campabilities Brockport is a one-week educational sports camp for children and teens who are blind, visually impaired, or deaf-blind. The camp is set up to provide a one-on-one instructional situation for each person, which is often on the contrary to other camps designed for people with visual impairments. And I'll go back and repeat that. It's pretty important. This camp is set up to provide a one-on-one instructional situation for each person. Our counselors are pooled from physical education and special education, undergraduate and graduate programs across the U.S. and overseas. Since our first summer, we have had more than 90 counselors per summer, and we have trained more than 2,000 future teachers in the area of sports and recreation for children with sensory impairments. Many of our specialists are blind themselves and serve as excellent role models for our children, some of whom have never met or socially interacted with another person who is blind. The mission statement of the camp: first and foremost, the mission or purpose of Campabilities Brockport is to empower children and teens with visual impairments to be physically active and productive members of their school, town, cities, and communities, as well as to improve the health and well-being of people with sensory impairments. Many of the specialists at Campabilities are blind themselves, which greatly improves the experiences of the campers. Also, all of our specialists are perfect role models for the campers, who often have never met another person with a visual impairment that they have. In short, Campabilities teaches kids and teens what they can do in the areas of sports and recreation. This is often overlooked in their educational and home environments. At the end of the camp, each child is sent home with an in-depth assessment of their performance, achievement, and abilities in the sports and recreational activities that Campabilities Brockport offers. This information is shared with the parents and physical education instructors of each child, thus increasing their understanding of each child's abilities. The second purpose of Campabilities Brockport is to train undergraduate and graduate students in the art of teaching sports and recreation to children who have sensory impairments. And third, Campabilities Brockport provides some very needed respite time to families. When the children do go back home, they are more able, independent, and confident in their abilities. After their summer experience at camp, participants recognize the importance of the family link between physical health as well as the psychological, social, economic, and environmental factors which can improve physical activity. Additionally, Camp Abilities Brockport serves as a vehicle to assist children with disabilities to go out and become involved in their communities. Once this occurs, the individuals in the community gain a lot of respect for individuals with visual impairments and increase their understanding and respect for individuals of different abilities. Camp Abilities Brockport strives to continue research in the following areas. So in addition to teaching the kids, in addition to the kids having a whole lot of fun, they are doing research. There are 12, this is continuing their research, 12 different areas. Health-related fitness of children with visual impairments, deaf-blind needs assessment study, another research project, barriers to physical activity. Number 4, the effect of camp practicum on attitudes of undergraduate and graduate students, effectiveness of parental resources. Number 6 is a study that's ongoing, validity and reliability of camp assessment instruments. Another, inclusion in general physical education for students with visual impairments. The next, effect of talking pedometers on walking behavior. Number 9, communication during physical activity for children who are deafblind. Number 10, posture and balance study. Number 11, energy expenditure during physical activity. And the 12th, these are ongoing research projects, validation study of talking pedometers. Also, Camp Abilities Brockport is fortunate to have a large number of children with visual impairments participate in order to conduct some very needed research. Previous research studies they're proud of these following 4. The first one that they've completed, apparently, is called Etiology of Rocking. Another completed research study, questionnaires on attitudes toward inclusion in physical education, on socialization into sport, and self-efficacy into physical activity. And the third previous research, instructional techniques to assess which ones best increase self-efficiency in sports and activities. And finally, they completed a study called Biomechanical Kinematic Analysis of the running gait with different guiding techniques. And at this point in the information, there's inserted a large picture of the camp staff, and I think there might be some campers in this picture too. I can't even begin to estimate how many people are in the picture. Underneath the picture, it's labeled a loss of sight, never a loss of vision. Going on to the next section, sports and activities that they offer. There are 12 of these. I had to look a couple of them up because I really hadn't heard of them before. Camp Abilities Brockport is a sports and recreation camp for children and teens who have visual or hearing impairments. As a result, many sports-related activities are offered that are both educational and exhilarating. In this page, you can hear about all of the very enjoyable activities at camp. Number 1, canoeing and kayaking. Campers get the opportunity to canoe and or kayak on the Erie Canal, which is within walking distance of the College of Brockport. The aquatic staff is on duty during activities on the canal. Also on the canal, stand-up paddleboarding. Stand-up paddleboarding is one of the main activities that athletes will participate in throughout the week by getting comfortable sitting or standing on the board. Athletes will work toward being independent on the board while out on the Erie Canal by practicing all of the different strokes. Another activity, gymnastics. Gymnastics takes place in the afternoon at the university in their gymnastic training facility. Campers are given the opportunity to participate in all women's and men's competitive gymnastic events while learning basic skills. Campers are also given the chance to jump into the foam pit, which has repeatedly been shown to be their favorite gymnastics activity. That, I happen to know, takes a lot of nerve. No, I haven't done it myself. Number 4 on this list of activities available, rollerblading. This is one of the evening activities that campers can participate in. This is held on campus, and they do it in between the dorms. Campers and counselors may choose to participate in this recreational activity to challenge their balance and agility. Rollerblades and appropriate protective gear are provided. Another activity, tandem biking. Tandem biking is one of the camp's morning activities. Campers are able to choose to ride an individual bike or a tandem bike. Campers learn bike safety and awareness before riding bikes around a course in the parking lot. Number 6, Beep Baseball. You've probably heard of this sport. This is played outside of the Tuttle Athletic Building on the Special Olympics field. It's part of the morning session. Beep Baseball teaches the campers the rules, base running, fielding the ball, and batting techniques. Some campers have been chosen to perform an exhibition game during the pregame festivities of the Rochester Red Wings game in Rochester, New York. Number 7 is goal ball. You know, I've heard of this before, but I've never taken the time to look it up. This time I did. Goal ball. Goal ball takes place in the Tuttle Gymnasium and is part of the afternoon session. Goal ball is a Paralympic sport specific to children with visual impairments. Children are taught rules, diving to block a ball, and rolling a ball to score a goal during camp instruction. I found out that the team of three athletes, all visually impaired, tries to throw a ball. The ball has bells embedded in it, and they try to get the ball into the opponent's goal. Goal ball. It makes a whole lot of sense when you read the explanation. This encourages what they call ear-hand coordination. Next, a high ropes course. Ooh, with the supervision of a certified high ropes course specialist, athletes will work on three different courses that are suspended high above the ground. They are harnessed in and have an opportunity to try the following courses. The first one is called the log. Then we have the multi-vine. And the third one they can try is called Pirates Crossing, the high ropes course. Next, swimming. Swimming is split into two sessions with five aquatic instructors supervising instruction during the swimming session. Campers are placed into groups according to their present level of swimming ability. Throughout the week, they practice improving their swimming skills, and they have the opportunity to try new things that they may have never been able to do before. Swimmers are encouraged to work toward achieving the Red Cross swimming level skill card. The 10th out of 12 things that are offered, track and field. During track and field activities, athletes learn different running techniques, such as running with a sighted guide or a guide wire or a tether. Athletes are encouraged to choose a technique that is most comfortable for them while they work on their cardiovascular endurance each day. Athletes are also given the opportunity to throw the shot put, the discus, javelin, and they participate in the long jump as well. The 11th activity is called Showdown. Showdown actually originated in Canada in 1980, they say. This is one I had to look up, too. Showdown is a fast-moving sport originally designed for people with visual impairments, but you don't have to be blind to play. Showdown was brought to Camp Abilities by Connie Nygren from Sweden. Showdown is an evening activity for our campers and counselors to enjoy. Now, once I looked it up, this is very visual. It looks a lot like table tennis or ping pong. There is a special table that they use that has sides on it, and there are bells inside the ball, and they bat it back and forth over a short little net in the middle. So they call it Showdown. And finally, at this wonderful camp in Brockport, horseback riding. The horses are brought in from what's called Clarkson Rodeo Days. Horseback riding is one of the evening activities the campers may choose to participate in during camp. Camp Abilities Worldwide. The Camp Abilities model is expanding to other locations. There are currently 26 Camp Abilities across the United States and in the world. Efforts are underway to create new camps. The Camp Abilities facility operating at the College of Brockport is the only camp that's actually affiliated with the Research Foundation of the State University of New York. I'll run through the list of these. There are quite a few, so I might not get to all of them. But we have one, if you know people who live in these areas, you might want to alert them to this. Camp Abilities in Olympia, Washington is going to be operating from July 30th to August 4th. There's one in Utica, New York. They have a winter camp and a summer camp. Winter camp is going on right about now. Summer camp is in July. Camp Abilities in Brazil. Camp Abilities in Ireland. There's one in Boston, Massachusetts. This one is in April, spring camp, April 15th to the 20th. In Puerto Rico, I hope they have the facilities ready for this camp. It's going to be held in May of this year, the last week in May. There is one held in Columbus, Georgia. This one is affiliated with Columbus State University, and that's going to be held the end of May as well. And then back to Lauren Lieberman's hometown, Westchester University in Pennsylvania. This is going to be held also the last week in May. She must be really proud of this one because this is where she went to college and where she grew up. Next, we have one in Tucson, Arizona in June, first week in June. One way out there in Finland in June. We have one in Iowa in June. Also Florida, North Florida have summer camp in July. They have a surfing camp on April 21st, and they have a winter camping trip coming up very soon in February. This one's in northern Florida. There's also a camp in Portugal, one in North Carolina. We have a camp in Alaska at the University of Alaska in Anchorage, one in St. Louis, Missouri. This is in July. One in Texas at Texas Women's University. A camp in Utah. We have the Maryland School for the Blind camp that's held just about in the middle of July, starting on July 10th. A camp in Detroit, Michigan. This is in Plymouth, Michigan at the Arts and Recreation Complex. There's one in Costa Rica. One in Long Island at Adelphi University in Garden City, New York. There's a camp in Nebraska. One in Oregon. One in Delaware, the end of July. And then we have the only one I could really find in Canada, and this one I think is an adult camp. I'm not sure if it's even going to be running this year, but it's held at Lake Joe in the Muskoka region. And then there's one in Saratoga, New York, in the beginning of August. So once again, we have some contact information for you. Camp Abilities, you can contact them at the website, campabilities.org. They have a phone number that you can use, area code 585-395-2629. There's email, campabilitiesbrockport01@gmail.com. And once again, Lauren Lieberman, the founder and the main person behind Camp Abilities all over the world at this point. So now to end today's program, I think I should remind you of the motto of Camp Abilities that I mentioned earlier. The motto was, believe you can achieve. Or adding a couple of tiny words, if you believe you can achieve. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.